Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:21 on Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. This morning, we continue our look back 25 years since the Columbine Massacre. In the wake of the 1999 mass shooting at Columbine High School, states started to mandate school intruder drills.
First, it was only high schools, but after the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting in 2012, drills were expanded to younger grades. I spoke with Dr. Melissa Brimer, Director of Terrorism and Disaster Programs at the UCLA Duke National Center for Child Traumatic Stress.
There's been real changes in terms of how we should be doing these active shooter drills. And if I may, there's a difference between a drill and an exercise. An exercise is when police come in, that they actually do in a scenario and they make it pretty real. And a drill is like we do with fire drills. We talk about procedures. We talk about what you should do if there's an intruder, but there's not the live acting involved with it.
It seems like we have these drills, and I have two kids in school, and they've done these now year after year. Kids still seem to have a lot of fear. Tell us the pros and cons of these drills. Are they really helping kids cope with the possibilities?
Well, that's the, we want to make sure we're doing drills and not the exercises. So when we're talking to kids, the drills are it's anxiety provoking to think there could be an intruder in schools or in our going to the grocery store, going to the movies. But it's important if you're in an emergency, do kids know what to do during those incidences? The exercises where there's kind of real live acting of it, that brings up a larger anxiety, including many times there is this time period that everyone is asking, is this truly a drill? An active situation going on, and you see kids texting home in real fear of their lives. And that's why we really do want to recommend doing the drills over the exercises.
When it comes to the drills, you know, I know they have changed somewhat over the years as far as what kids are advised to do. What are the best practices right now? Is it still going into a darkened classroom and hiding, or are there other things we should be telling children and teachers?
So we want to help kids understand that there's a different options. If we are in a classroom, you want to hide away. You want to lock the doors. You want to make sure you're not near any glass or windows, and you do want to hide so that if there is an intruder in the school, it looks like no one is in that classroom, and it helps to protect. But not all these incidences are in a place where kids can hide right away. And so it's also important to, if you're out at recess or out in public, then you want to run away. You want to get away from the incident or get away from the potential intruder. And so it's important to have these options so that they don't feel stuck in the moment.
How do we help kids understand that this can be empowering instead of a fearful moment?
Absolutely. So we do need to be thinking about how we can be doing these so that they're not so anxiety provoking. So they don't need to be unannounced. If we have them announced where parents can talk to their kids, teachers can talk to the kids prior to a drill, explain why these are happening. We can also make sure that those kids that might be a little bit prone to be anxious, are we helping them think about what coping skills they can be using to successfully comply with the drills? And checking in with kids afterwards, did they have any anxieties? Do they need to use some of those coping skills to help them? So when we do it where everyone is involved, then we can answer those questions for kids in that developmentally appropriate way. For younger kids, we may not be talking about it from an intruder. We may be saying, you know, if there's a safety situation at school, we may have times where you have to follow your teacher's instructions, and that may mean that we lock the doors. Older kids, you're going to have more of a conversation with them because they understand and they see mass violent episodes either on social media or on the news, and they know what's happening in different communities. It's really important that schools notify their local media that they're doing the drills, just in case there's any confusions by students or others in the school that these are drills. It's really helpful to make sure that media is on your side and that they're not announcing something, that there's an active situation when there may not be. And so when you alert your media ahead of time, then it avoids some confusions later on.
Some people have posed the argument against intruder drills, saying that it's just going to teach likely shooters that may be within the schools how the school will handle it and help them plan an attack.
And we do know the Secret Service has done evaluations about, and the FBI, what are the type of intruders that we should be worried about? Some are internal, whether it's a student or a staff. Some are external that has no association with the school. And some may be, the third type is domestic, where there's some relation to a staff person or to a student. With that said, you're not teaching, here's the only way to respond to an incident. And you're really trying to delay access to their potential targets by hiding, by locking the doors. They can't come in to that area. And so that is what needs to happen to make sure that there's as many people as possible can stay safe. And so that's still a true reason to do these active shooter drills.
That's Dr. Melissa Brimer, Director of Terrorism and Disaster Programs at the UCLA Duke National Center for Child Traumatic Stress.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.